12 to 3 with Casey on Algoa FM.
17 minutes to 1, and as promised on the line, I'm now joined by Dr. Nkakani, a medical doctor and passionate community worker. Doc, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you so much for having me here.
Perfect. You have been instrumental behind the Womb Stewardship Campaign. What is the crux of the campaign in general?
The campaign is actually a movement. We are a ministry or a movement where we seek to instill back the values of purity, those old values that kept us back in the day and kept our family units intact, kept our social welfare intact, as well as our communities together. So we want to reestablish all those ancient values and say we can still be modern and still have the good ways of living. So basically, womb stewardship now encourages purity before marriage and purity even during marriage. So we're not only targeting only the single people. We talk to married and single alike. We talk to males and females alike, stimulating the value of purity. So it's one thing to say that they must not do this or they must abstain from this, but now what do we offer for them in exchange? So if the whole point is to try and channel their powers and activities and passions to more valuable inputs in life. So we offer them alternatives.
So basically you are keeping also the youth active in terms of you know, social, well, campaigns, etc., which brings us to your upcoming concert. Tell us more about what's happening this coming Saturday.
On Saturday, we are recording our album. We're doing a live recording, even though we won't have an audience because of the regulations that we're currently faced with. Mm-hmm. So we are hosting ourselves, and we are praying and hoping that God will also visit us, as He is going to be the audience, obviously. So we are recording this live. We're doing this live recording of our third album. It's a music album or a music DVD called The Place of Power.
Yeah.
Where we will be, bringing out all our gifts and worship before God.
All right.
To the community of PE and beyond.
So how many bands are you looking at that will be performing on the day?
It's actually our own band. It's Womb Stewardship or Womb Worship. Mm-hmm. That's what we call it, Womb Worship. It's our own band that will be performing or that will be there on stage. It's not a concert in the sense that we're not bringing other people, but we are recording our own album.
Okay. How can our listeners get in touch and book online? Where do we go? What do we do?
We're going to air this on Facebook as well as on YouTube, but we're going to air it on Sunday just to make sure that we got everything, all the glitches sorted out. Sometimes when we air a function in the same day, when we air it live, you never know what to expect. I mean, stuff can happen. We're worried about the possibility that there may be.
Right.
The broadcast may not be as clear or as adequate as we want. So we're going to host it on Sunday at 1 o'clock on Facebook and on YouTube.
Okay.
So please, the people must be there and listen to what we are doing and what fresh anointing there is out here and the value of having organizations like Womb Stewardship that are taking care of the communities, even in times where everything looks like it's going down.
So there we go. Algoa Country, the Womb Stewardship band will be recording the album this coming Saturday at the Opera House. For more information, where can we find info? Do you have a website, a phone number we can contact?
You can contact Nondobeko at 061-411-9281. Nondobeko Mbobela. 061-412-9588. Alternatively, you can find us on Facebook. We are Womb Stewardship, the page. Or you can find us on Twitter, on Instagram. Same handle, right. Womb Stewardship.
Excellent. Dr. Pinky Nkakana Ngula, thank you so much for joining us on the show. And all of the best with your album and the recording thereof.
Thanks, Casey. Thanks very much.